This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G7 Outreach Summit at Apulia in Italy today. Mr. Modi reached Apulia last night on a two-day visit to Italy at the invitation of its Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. India has been invited as an outreach country. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister had said that the government is committed to consolidating the India-Italy strategic partnership and bolstering cooperation in the Indo-Pacific and the Mediterranean regions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a series of bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the G7 summit at Apulia in Italy today. Mr. Modi met French President Emmanuel Macron this afternoon. The two leaders discussed ways to further strengthen the partnership, including in areas of defence, nuclear, space, education and culture. Prime Minister Modi also met his UK counterpart Rishi Sunak. In a social media post, Mr. Modi reiterated his commitment to further strengthening the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership in the third term of the NDA government. Mr. Modi also held a meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The leaders reviewed bilateral relationship and exchanged views on the situation in Ukraine. Prime Minister Modi conveyed that India continues to encourage peaceful resolution of the conflict through dialogue and diplomacy. The Supreme Court today sought responses from the Centre and the National Testing Agency, NTA, on a plea seeking a CBI probe into the allegations of question paper leak and other irregularities in the NEET UG 2024 examination for admission to undergraduate medical programs. A vacation bench of Justices Vikram Nath and Sandeep Mehta, which was hearing a PIL, also sought responses from the Central Bureau of Investigation and the Bihar government within 2 weeks. It said the PIL will also be taken up with the other pending ones on the 8th of July. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that the central government is committed to protecting the interests of NEET examinees. He assured the students that all their concerns will be addressed with fairness and equity and no student will be at a disadvantage. In a social media post today, he said the central government will take all necessary actions for the well-being of students as per the directions of the Supreme Court. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today came down heavily on the government on the NEET issue. Alleging a scam in the NEET examination, he said that the government has misused the National Testing Agency and has massively rigged the marks and ranks. In a tweet, Mr. Kharge raised questions over the government's action, saying that the government has crushed the aspirations of 24 lakh youths. The government is set to launch the 10th round of the commercial coal block auction. In this round, 62 blocks are expected to be offered. Union Minister of Coal and Mines, G. Kishan Reddy, will launch the commercial coal block auctions during the next week. The Coal Ministry said commercial coal block auction was launched by the Prime Minister in 2020. Since then, the Ministry has successfully auctioned 107 coal blocks during the last 9 rounds. So far, 11 commercial coal blocks have been operationalized. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that heavy to extremely heavy rainfall will continue over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Assam, Meghalaya, Sikkim and other parts of northeast India till the 19th of this month. Meanwhile, no respite from heat wave is likely over the northern parts of the country. The IMD has issued a red alert warning for some parts of North India, including Jharkhand, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh today. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani, IMD scientist Dr. Soma Sen said heat wave will continue to prevail over Jharkhand, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh. India's equity benchmark indices registered gains today amid mixed global cues. The Sensex rose 182 points to close at 76,992. Nifty gained 67 points to settle at 23,465. About 2 million pilgrims from across the world are converging at Mina in Saudi Arabia as the annual 5-day Hajj pilgrimage began today. More than 1,75,000 pilgrims from India are participating in the pilgrimage. Out of these, 1,40,000 pilgrims have reached there through the Hajj Committee of India. The highest number of 5,000 Indian women pilgrims will perform Hajj without mahram or male guardian this year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.